Kansas wheat farmers gathered last week for a joint board meeting between the Kansas Wheat Commission and the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers. Per usual, farmer board members shared crop progress updates on how wheat drilling and fall harvest are progressing in their areas. Each member shared local conditions and insights on planting progress, early stand development, and fall harvest results. Their discussion offered a timely farmer-led perspective on the state of the wheat crop during a fall marked by unseasonable rains, variable planting windows, and shifting markets. On October 30th, the Kansas Wheat Boards met jointly to review producer-led research, policy priorities, and educational outreach. The collaboration connects the statewide mission of Kansas Wheat with local voices, ensuring Kansas farmers are represented in both Topeka and in global trade conversations. Last week's meeting also marked a shift from the dry falls of recent years as producers finally worked with the moisture instead of managing without it. In southwest Kansas, rains delayed planting but left fields in good condition going into winter. "Our wheat went in about 10 days later than normal," said Gary Miller-Shosky of Lakin, past chairman of the Kansas Wheat Commission. "We've got good stands everywhere, just not as much growth, and with it cold right now, we'll see what happens." Miller-Shosky said acres are down just a little, as some growers are rotating more toward row crops rather than fallow. "We've had good moisture going in," said Miller-Shosky. "It's been a long time since we could say that." In northwest Kansas, farmers face pest pressure early, but are finishing the fall with confidence. "We had a little bit of a challenge with armyworms this year," said Chris Tanner of Norton, COG president. "We did a really good job controlling volunteer wheat for the most part, and the August rains made a huge difference." Tanner said wheat acres may be down slightly because of price instability, but praised this year's yield potential. In south central Kansas, producers experienced a season of extremes. "It's been a struggle," said Derek Sawyer of McPherson, Kansas Wheat Commission chairman. "We've had rain, a mix of volunteer wheat and newly planted wheat, and a frost last night. Acreage is about even, maybe a little down." Sawyer warned that disease pressure could still develop. "There's potential for a bad wheat streak mosaic virus year in some spots," said Sawyer. "But the stands that made it look really good right now." Martin Kirshen from Garden Plain reported that rain has delayed fall harvest, so wheat planted behind fall crops has yet to be completed. He said about one-third is up and ready for grazing, about one-third is just emerged, and another third is not yet planted. "We're about 80% done with fall harvest," said Doug Kiesling of Chase. Milo actually out-yielded corn for many farmers, which is a surprise after a tough summer. Kiesling said wheat acres are flat to slightly down, with most of the crop already emerged and ready for cattle turnout. "We've got good stands and decent moisture," said Kiesling. "The only real concern right now is volunteer wheat from neighbors' fields. The potential is there for a problem if it isn't controlled." Stay up to date with crop conditions and management resources at kswheat.com. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.